Have you ever caught yourself lost in a spiral of thoughts, completely disconnected from the world around you? That constant mental chatter, criticizing, planning, worrying, isn't just background noise. It's the very thing keeping you from experiencing life fully. This mental absorption creates a veil between us and direct experience. Consider someone visiting the Grand Canyon, but being so preoccupied with taking the perfect photo that they miss the raw majesty before them. This is the human condition that A New Earth addresses with startling clarity. The book's message resonated so powerfully that when Oprah featured it, over 35 million people participated in her online course with Tolle. Why? Because it speaks to a universal yearning for something beyond the endless thought loop we mistake for living. What we call I is a mental construct formed from identifying with our thoughts, possessions, roles, and history, what Einstein called an optical illusion of consciousness. Like mistaking a reflection for reality, we confuse our mental narrative for our true self, creating a false identity that feels perpetually incomplete. The ego operates through comparison and equates having with being. I have, therefore I am. We believe external achievements, promotions, possessions, relationships will bring fulfillment, yet this satisfaction proves fleeting. Like drinking salt water, the ego's solutions only deepen our sense of lack. The breakthrough comes in recognizing we are not our thoughts, but the awareness behind them. When you notice the mental voice, who's doing the noticing? That silent witness is your true nature. In the gap between thoughts and our awareness of them lies a profound spaciousness. How do we access this deeper dimension? Start by simply becoming aware of your breathing. Not changing it, just observing its natural flow. One conscious breath creates space where before there was only uninterrupted thought. Since you cannot think and be aware of your breathing simultaneously, this simple practice forces you into the present moment. Another approach is inner body awareness, feeling the subtle flow of life energy within you. Begin by focusing attention on your hands, noticing the tingling sensation of aliveness there. Gradually expand this awareness to your entire body. Most people are so distracted by thoughts they can't feel this inner aliveness, leading them to seek substitutes like drugs or drama. Throughout your day, notice the brief gaps of alert attention that naturally occur when you first see or hear something unfamiliar. Before your mind names what you're perceiving, there exists a moment of pure awareness. This might happen when you wake up in the morning before thoughts begin, or when you see something beautiful in nature. Most people experience extremely short gaps, perhaps only a second, but by becoming conscious of these spaces, they naturally lengthen. Beyond thought identification lies another dimension of the ego. The pain body, an energy field of accumulated emotional pain living in our very cells. It contains childhood wounds plus painful emotions added throughout life. The pain body isn't just individual, but also collective, containing humanity's historical suffering through warfare, enslavement, and violence. Like all life forms, the pain body needs to feed to survive. It periodically awakens, seeking emotional negativity compatible with its own frequency. When active, it can use the most insignificant event as a trigger, causing deeply negative thinking and emotional reactions far out of proportion to the situation. Pain bodies thrive in intimate relationships, where they can get most of their emotional food. They deliberately provoke others to trigger reactions, instinctively targeting vulnerable points. Some couples mistake pain body compatibility for love, with perpetrator and victim roles established when they meet. The key to freedom is recognizing its existence and staying present enough to notice when it activates. When you feel a strong negative emotion arising, simply observe it without judgment. Feel it directly rather than through unhappy thoughts about it. This awareness breaks identification with the pain body, preventing it from renewing itself. Once basic survival needs are met, questions of meaning become paramount. Many feel trapped in routines, consumed by stress or boredom. Some long for prosperity's freedom. Others who have it discover it's insufficient for meaning. Tola distinguishes between inner and outer purpose. Your inner purpose concerns being and is primary. Outer purpose concerns doing and is secondary. Your inner purpose is simply to awaken, a purpose shared with all humanity. Your outer purpose may change over time and varies between individuals. Consciousness flows through you into the world through three modalities: acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm. Acceptance means willingly doing what a situation requires in this moment. While you might not enjoy changing a flat tire and pouring rain, you can bring acceptance to it, creating peace that flows into your action. Enjoyment transforms this peace into aliveness. By making the present moment your focal point, your ability to enjoy what you do increases dramatically. Enthusiasm arises when you add a goal to enjoyment, changing the energy field's vibrational frequency. Unlike stress, enthusiasm resonates with the creative power of the universe. The ego adopts various roles: the competent professional, caring friend, perfect spouse, to get its needs met. Most people are unaware they're playing roles. They completely identify with them. These roles often seek attention, which the ego craves, not realizing true energy comes from within. When people automatically respond, "just great," to "how are you," they're typically masking pain behind a happiness role. This social facade becomes so ingrained that many lose touch with their authentic feelings. Depression often results from this disconnect between displayed happiness and inner truth. Children naturally seek recognition at the level of being, not just achievements. When parents focus solely on accomplishments while neglecting being, children sense a fundamental absence. True recognition sees the child's inherent worth beyond success or failure. Those who live without projecting mind-made images become bringers of new consciousness. Operating from being rather than ego means having no secondary agenda of self-protection. You become authentic with each situation, though attempting to be yourself merely creates another role. Humanity stands at a critical juncture, facing a stark choice: evolve or die. The dysfunction of the egoic mind, now magnified through modern technology, poses an unprecedented threat to planetary survival. Until recently, consciousness transformation was realized by rare individuals. Now, faced with global challenges stemming directly from our collective ego-driven consciousness, this transformation has become an evolutionary imperative. Encouragingly, a growing percentage of people are already experiencing the breakdown of old egoic patterns and the emergence of a new consciousness. This shift isn't about adopting a new belief system, but rather about transcending thought itself, awakening to a dimension of consciousness vastly larger than thinking. When the outward cycle of expansion isn't completely dominated by ego, the spiritual dimension emerges powerfully through creation. Human intelligence, freed from ego's distorting influence, naturally aligns with universal intelligence. In this alignment, we become conscious participants in creation without becoming psychologically identified with what we create. This represents a new stage in human evolution: conscious creation without egoic attachment.